My name is Chris Mavis. I'm the chairperson on the Select Committee on Women, Children and People with Disabilities. I want to welcome all of you for taking your time and to participate in this Select Committee. I think because of most members are not present and we have visitors from the department, maybe it will be important that we introduce ourselves. Lamboroto, I'll start with you.
Good morning, I'm Herman Groenewald, a member of the committee, and I represent the Northwest Province. Thank you.
Can you use the mic?
My name is Christy van der Weesthuizen, I'm a journalist.
Good morning, everyone. I'm active and working.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ilda Barron. I work today in the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Morning, everyone. My name is Ayanda Boss. I'm a committee secretary for this committee.
Morning, everyone. My name is Notemba. I'm helping Ayanda. I'm an intern.
Thank you. I hope other members will join us later. But nonetheless, an SMS was sent to all of us indicating that the meeting will start at 8 as per the request of members that on Fridays they need to leave for various provinces. So it would be better if we start earlier so that the sooner we finish, then they can be able to take their different journeys. Welcome once more. I want to start by congratulating the beautiful young lady, Semenya, with all the issues and comments that are around her, but we'll support her, South Africans. When this thing happened, I then said to myself, history repeats itself. It was once Sarah Batman. Today, it's a young girl whom she's been accused of being a male. We don't know what is happening, but we believe that everything will go well. I don't want to dwell into that. That's a debate on its own for this committee. I don't know if the department has issued statements regarding this story, because we hear it, you know, on the news every morning, but we don't know whether the government has got a position or is in support of Is there any kind of support that they are giving to this young woman? But it's fine. We'll talk about it maybe off record. I also want to wish all of you Happy Women's Day. With regard to the program, we haven't yet received any additional comments from the members. We will then continue with the original program as adopted in our previous meeting. The strike plan, according to the initial plan, we had planned to have it the previous week. Unfortunately, it clashed with the NCOP strike plan. So our proposed date is going to be the 28th. If our proposed date is the 28th, but it will be further communicated to members. Women's Day celebration, I think it will be on the 27th. There's a joint sitting on the 27th to celebrate Women's Day, but members will get correspondence from NA. It's unfortunate that researchers are not here. I also wanted to highlight that I've been seconded to represent NCOP at the UNICEF, and also that we need to develop a program for the Western Cape for Children's Day, or before Children's Day, but around the month of November. So it's unfortunate that they are not here. They're still coming. Okay. With regard to the schedule of meetings, there's a correspondence. I don't know whether it does apply to NCOP or it is only meant for NA, but the committees were classified according to groups. And in terms of our select committee, we belong to Group B, and that gives us the opportunity to a slot to sit on Wednesdays 9 to 1 o'clock or 9 to 1 Wednesdays, yeah, 9 to 1 Wednesdays, or 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock Wednesdays. So either we sit in the morning Wednesday or in the evening after 2, after caucuses and all that. So that would mean our meetings will not be on Fridays, but either Wednesday morning or Wednesday after 2. So those were just my opening remarks. The agenda for today, we only have one item. But before we go to the item, I want to check if there are any apologies. We've received one from Mr. D. Gamede. It's the only written apology. I don't know if members do have other apologies. None. Okay. Then on that note, the agenda is as follows. We only have one item. Briefing by the Department of Women, Youth, Children and Persons with Disabilities on the state of readiness of the department for financial year 2009-2010. I hope members received their supporting documents on time and they were able to go through them. But without any waste of time, I'm then going to hand over to the department to take us through. And if members have any clarity seeking questions or anything to note, they will then jot whatever that they want to raise down. After the presentation, then we can engage. Over to the department.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members and colleagues. I will first convey the message from the ministry, specifically the minister, congratulating the chairperson on your new role, and we pledge to support you in your new role. Off record, I will briefly respond to your request on the information pertaining the Siminya girl, the athlete. We sent a statement yesterday as the department to congratulate her on the excellent achievement. But today we were just speaking right now with my colleague here, instructing our spokesperson to send a very strong message to respond to the allegations, because that is against the constitution, that is a gender issue, the humiliation and the violation of her status. So the statement will be issued this afternoon. Thank you. Coming back to the agenda, I'm going to do three presentations. The first one speaks to the processes as outlined by the strategic framework, which will be the second presentation, and the last one will speak to the achievements on the 100th day. The presentation will take the following session: the introduction, the mandate, the legislative and policy environment, the current functions, the key functions of the ministry, and the key priority areas. As part of the introduction, we're all aware that the ministry was adopted at the 52nd conference of the ANC in December 2007, Resolution 109, which was adopted to establish this ministry. That was in Limpopo. And the success of governments are measured globally based on their responses to the needs of the vulnerable groups. Those are children, youth, persons with disabilities, as identified to fall within the ministry. But I also want to inform the honorable members officially that the youth component now sits in the Ministry of Monitoring and Evaluation, headed by Honorable Minister Chabane. It's no longer with this ministry. We left with women, children, and people with disabilities. The structure will include a focal person for the elderly, which will cut across all the target groups. And we derive the mandate from the government and the constitution, political and global commitments into measurable and meaningful programs, thereby promoting and protecting the human rights, human dignity, freedom, and equal development for all. With regard to the legislative and policy environment, the ministry gains its mandate from the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa of 1996. The work will also be guided by the current national policies for women, children, and persons with disabilities. It will be also guided by the relevant acts and international and regional instruments and agreements. The current function of the GDCY relates to the gender, disability, children. We're now removing the youth. These target groups are now falling into the ministry with the following functions: mainstreaming, monitoring and evaluation, policy coordination, advocacy, lobbying and awareness raising, international, regional, and national obligations, capacity development, liaison, and networking. After embarking on a strategic planning, we came out with the following functions, the key functions of the ministry, which are mainstreaming, advocacy, lobbying, and awareness raising, international, regional, and national relations, capacity building, monitoring and evaluation, and reporting, coordination and stakeholder management, policy management and research and development, empowerment and corporate services. So we did unpack the key functions to inform the honorable members here about mainstreaming. We will facilitate the establishment of the focal points and machineries in all spheres of government. We're paying special attention to the local government here because we want to address the past in which the information will rest with the provinces, and it will be difficult for the information to be catered to the local government. We will ensure the inclusion of all these target groups in governance processes with priorities, strategies, programs, and budgets. We'll provide strategic guidance and support to key stakeholders in the development of the programs, the policies, the legislation, the products, and others. With regard to advocacy, lobbying, and awareness raising, honorable members, we will coordinate commemoration of national and international days. We've done that. The first thing that was achieved was the National Day of the Women's Day, which took place in Vryheid on the 9th. We'll raise awareness, advocate, and lobby for provision of effective services to this target group. We'll ensure that all focal points are strategically located, including the rural areas. We'll lobby for adequate financial and other resources allocation for this target program, projects, and services. We'll lobby for inclusion of the target groups in performance management systems of senior managers in the public service. This will enhance and also will enforce the senior managers to be held responsible and accountable. We are addressing the past in which where this target group were not taken serious and nobody will account. We lobby for prioritization of this target group, ensure alignment to the national strategic agenda of government. With international, regional, and national relations, we'll provide leadership in all international, regional, and national relations pertaining to these target groups. We will provide strategic leadership in bilateral and multilateral engagements. We'll coordinate input and finalize the country report. We'll facilitate linkages with strategic partners. We'll facilitate the sourcing and management of donor support. We also embark on capacity development. We'll provide strategic direction on capacity development within public and civil society sectors. With regard to monitoring and evaluation and reporting, the ministry will develop monitoring and evaluation framework. We've started doing this. We've started developing the tools, the mechanisms, so that we make sure that we've got standards tools for monitoring and evaluation, and we'll do this in collaboration with the M&E ministry in the presidency. We will develop generic indicators for the target groups. We'll monitor and evaluate implementation and compliance with regional, continental, and international instruments. Honorable members will recall that we have ratified many international instruments, and we will evaluate the compliance thereafter. We will monitor policy and program implementation in all spheres of government. I will stress, when we talk about all spheres of government, our focus mainly will be on local government, and we want to go deeper into the rural areas. We will monitor legislation implementation in all spheres of government, monitor performance of different government agencies, for an example, the NYDA. With regard to coordination and stakeholders, honorable members, we will coordinate and manage stakeholder processes. For an example, the machineries in all spheres of government, the traditional leadership, civil society, and the Izimbizo. And this is where we will seek support from the NCAOP. We will initiate and manage partnerships with private sector, donors, and civil society. We will develop partnership framework and policies. With regard to policy management and research, we will develop and review national legislation, policies, strategies, and guidelines for the target groups. We've started this process already. We will develop generic norms and standards for the target groups. We will develop quality assurance system. We will commission and undertake national research as when and the need arise. Regarding empowerment, we will initiate and facilitate the empowerment of constituencies on different aspects, women, youth, and persons with disabilities. I will go back to the youth issue. Even though the youth does not sit in the ministry, but when we receive requests, we will manage the request. Where possible, we will refer them to the M&E ministry. We will ensure that all targeted groups have access to government resources and facilities, that is funding, skills, development. The last aspect is that of corporate services. These are the functions: human resource management, human resource development, communication, finance, supply chain management, legal services, internal security, office management, information technology. Then I'll come to present to you, honorable members, the key priority areas of the ministry. We will develop the cooperative. This relates to the issue of capacity building to all the target groups. Poverty alleviation, including early childhood development, increasing representation in decision making, employment in the work and in the workplace, skills development, especially in rural areas, transformation of all spheres of society with special reference to the public sector. Addressing violence and abuse against women, children, persons with disabilities, and older persons, including the issue of human trafficking. Job creation and the advancement of decent jobs, fostering mentorship, coaching, and support structures. We will continue to facilitate learnerships and internships as part of the empowerment process. We will recognize unpaid care work and equal sharing of responsibilities, including through development of appropriate policies. We'll establish funds for economic empowerment for women, persons with disabilities, and older persons. The ministry has embarked already with the process of establishing a women's fund, the Skills Development Fund for Persons with Disabilities. We'll encourage and support the participation of NGOs and civil society, prevention of drug, alcohol abuse, and other forms of risky behavior, the fostering relationships with machinery partners. Those are the examples. We'll facilitate the observance of commemorative days and other advocacy program. This is the first presentation. Chairperson, I don't know if I need to move to the second one or we wait for questions.
Thank you, ma'am. I think the presentation was quite detailed. Maybe I should afford members an opportunity to raise issues, if there are any, before we can move to the second presentation. Mr. Khrunova?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. If we look into the key functions of the ministry, number one, mainstreaming. The third bullet point on that page, and that is regarding policies. I just want to know if all the policies are already in place in the department, because it's a new department, and if it's not in place, when will it be in place? And who's the responsible people who handle the policies in the department? That is my first question. And then the second one is a few pages further on. And that is about the donors. I want to know how are you going to manage the donor support in the department? And how are you going to get these donors from out of South Africa to, and maybe from other countries as well to support us in South Africa? So if you can give us an indication how you're going to work to get these donors, I would appreciate it. And then my last question, I would say, is the key priority areas, it's bullet point 7, on the first page of that. I want to know, our state president made an announcement in his speech in the beginning of his term that he will create 500,000 jobs before the end of the year, and I know all of us talking about that, and if you're looking into what is going on at this stage over the world, it is very difficult to create these jobs at this stage, and we see that there are also a lot of jobs, about 97,000 jobs per month in South Africa. So then I want to ask, what are the department going to do to create jobs for our youth? And I think that that is our main problem in South Africa, in that is we sit with a huge amount of or a huge presentation of youth who haven't got jobs. And what are the department going to do to help these people? Thank you.
Member Louis? Then please take your mic.
Yeah, I got it right, Chair, today. Thank you, Chair. I came a little bit late, so I'm not sure what went.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure what was the second presentation, so I will ask questions on this, even if it overlaps to the other one. and also without a benefit of the document. So, firstly, Chair, I also thank the presenter, you know, for at least it gives some vision in terms of what they want to do. The first thing, Chair, is to do with the introduction or the context of operation that she's raising in terms of the constitution and the deriving whatever from the government. But I do think, Chair, that one of the main tasks is to work. There should be quite serious work around these mandating areas. Mandating area. I think that's the first point to make, because it's just like fishing, looking for a big fish in a small pond. Chair, when you talk the mandates, just the constitution, and I think as the NCOP we would like to get to this point of clear mandate processes and procedures. It's not just a government mandate, because there's nothing like a government mandate. You know, it's something somewhere. At least we understand the political context comes from Polokwane. There is a clear resolution, but I think government must then concretize that area of what kind of things that should be happening. That's the first point on the issues of mandates and the operating policies and kind of thing. Because, for instance, Chair, there is the INDS which was reviewed for disability, so I'm not sure whether that's what is working. It's at least much better with the gender there's a gender policy and children something. So those things I think must then be appraised now, so that they find a concretization with the operating mandate of the department. Now, secondly, Chair, on the areas of prioritization, it's a good shopping list, Chair. Shopping list in the sense that I'm not too sure. The question that was going through my mind is if how many people are going to operate, are going to transact in these things. If you look at it in terms of the prioritization, it's every department, you know, and I think the principles of this department, for me, in order to be effective, must be that they will be integrating with the other departments, because otherwise it's going to remain theory. Delivery to the groups would be theory. If we would like to make an emphasis that this department will deliver on its own as this. So the point I'm making there, Chair, is that one is a question: what is the envisaged complement to take forward these priorities? And then secondly, on that point, I was just I'm just saying, Chair, that in order this thing not to become a you know, just as I said, a wish list or a shopping list as such, but it should be that there's a clear strategy crafted. You know, I don't know how, it's got to be concretized, Chair, on how other departments. See, it's very difficult. So if you go to departments, the coordination just doesn't happen of the department. I mean, that's a fact. It's not a matter that is a theory now. It's proven. So it requires some great deal of effort to be sure that you are able to make, you know, for instance, in the past, when they were in the presidency, these offices, they were operating, we are supposed to be operating with what is called the interdepartmental committees or whatever it is. Telling you, Chair, only clerks were going there and junior officials that were sitting in those structures. So I think it's a matter that this department, as a new department, must really, try and get it right. Try and create that right from the beginning, and even if it means establishing mandating legislation, proposing a compelling or a standard setting or regulatory something, you know, that would assist to make sure that these other departments do. I'm tempted to also add on the list, but there are quite serious matters around access to justice for disabled persons, and I hope that would include, I'm particularly disabled women, and of course just generally disabled people. So I'm not sure whether, that's why I was wondering whether this list is just for the department to engage, because there are priorities in terms of this for children. I mean, with the Justice Department, it's just the major priority. From you know, we're still having juvenile that stay long for, I mean, as awaiting trialists or detainees, just for stealing a chocolate at the shop. I mean, I just came back from an oversight in the Northern Cape. We saw quite a number of, I mean, a big numbers of juveniles that are sitting in jail, you know, waiting to hear what, I mean, because there's no 300 rand on others for bail or whatever. So I'm just saying, we still have that problem with the Justice Department. And, you know, we had to force people, because there is just a simple thing in the Northern Cape, just to share, a simple thing, a review committee that should have correctional services, social development, and police and the magistrate. It couldn't sit in the Northern Cape, you know, just to review the cases of children that are there that needs to be released to better conditions, living conditions. It didn't sit. We had to force it to set up a date for a meeting. I'm just saying a simple thing like that, Chair. Now, so it's how many people, and now, Chair, the main issue for me, what is the allocated budget for now the budget is, I mean, the department is thinking it's going to have. I don't think they will have anything beyond 100 million, Chair, if I must just guess, play lotto. In terms of the financial resources that they think they're going to amass in implementing this plan. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mande. My sincere apologies. I will take it upon myself and making sure that you receive the proper documents. We really apologize for the inconvenience. Member Mukoro, Member Kwikani, and Member Nzimande, you are welcome. One issue from me, I think even in our previous meeting, it did crop out with regard to the youth. So at least today it has been clarified that our mandate excludes the youth, unless if I heard that incorrectly. So our mandate excludes the youth. Okay. All right then. Over to you, Kenton. Mm-hmm. Sorry, before that, there's a hand. Mr. Mukoro?
Yeah, can you just explain what do you mean? I haven't gone through the document yet. What do you mean by saying or mandate exclude the youth? What does it mean? Sorry to interrupt.
I will request the department to start with it.
When the president first announced the creation of the department, it included youth. And then lots of the youth then mobilized through the establishment of the National Youth Development Agency to be still remain in the presidency. So the responsibility of the youth was taken out of the department, so it still resides in the in the presidency under Minister Collins Chabane.
Oh, so it's no longer...
It's not part of this department, you know, it's no longer... But what usually, like, so my minister will say is that because there will be youth in women, and there will be youth with persons with disabilities, it sometimes cuts across. There will still be, like, sort of that responsibility towards the youth, but not as our mandate. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
In response to the question from the honorable members, I'll start with the first question around the policies, whether we've got policies in place and who's responsible. As the new ministry, the first responsibility that we embarked on was to develop the strategic plan of the department, which is work in progress. We just finalizing the threat plan, and after that, this will inform us on the policies. We already are working with the unit in the presidency. We've got the policy unit in the presidency that is giving us guidance. And for now, the responsible people will be the office of the Director General. That will see to it that those policies are implemented and monitored. With regard to the question on the donor support, we are already having the existing support from different donors. The unit on disability already has received a donor from the Danish government, where they supported a project of the persons with disability on skills development for the past 3 years. So we will continue with this relationship, and there are donors that are pledging to support the targeted group, so we'll bring them on board. We have got experience, we are counting properly, and we've never gone wrong with the issue of reporting and the utilization of the donor funds. With the issue of job creation, in the slide we talked about establishing cooperatives. This is where all these target groups will have access to jobs, and we also talked about the skills development. We will embark very vigorously and work with other departments. We will work with NGOs, as cited, that we develop the skills so that people can be employed. We will also embark strongly on the issue of the learnerships and internships in collaboration with other departments. We will coordinate and collaborate with other departments with regard to the existing funds, especially with women funds. We know we've got many of those funds that are sitting with DTI. We will work very closely with them. We have started the negotiations that women have access to those funds, and we need to coordinate them, because as of now we understand that they are not coordinated, and we will make sure that women and all these other target groups have got access to those funds. With regard to the policies and the strategies, we note the advice, but also going back that we are working on the threat plan is just to be finalized, and we're doing this with a DPSA. We're also finalizing the organogram for the ministry. And I think, Chairperson, most of the questions will be answered in the second slide. We also noted the comments on the integration with other departments. We've started identifying the departments, because many of the issues of the target group cut across. We're working hand in hand with the social development, with the Department of Justice, Department of Education, Department of Health. We have started work with this department, so we're not going to work on our own. We can't do it. I will ask my colleague to give input as well.
In terms of the issues around justice, I think there is like sort of a well known thing like sort of that there is a challenge in that area, and we will like sort of be engaging with other departments. Also like sort of justice will be one of them, and we also like sort of have done a small consultancy or consultation with the disability sector. To really like sort of gain their like sort of key challenges, so that you can be able to work on them as soon as possible. And in terms of the I think facilitating the working arrangement, once the organogram is approved, it will allow us to have more warm body to work with all the departments as well, and really like sort of drive the policies in the department.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Can I go to the second presentation? Thank you, Chairperson. The second presentation, honorable members, is just to take you through the strategic framework, and it will answer most of the questions which were raised. I'll take you through the context aspect of the strategy, and I will emphasize mainly on the issue of establishment of this new ministry, which will reflect government's commitment to a coordinated approach to effective service delivery. That will also answer the question that this ministry is not going to work alone. The mandate was done, and perhaps I'll take you through the vision, which will also answer some of the policy issues. This is a fully inclusive society, free from unfair discrimination, abuse, and exploitation. We need to achieve the envisaged inclusive society. The ministry and department will operate as a coordination point for planning, policy guidance, and tracking progress on the development and empowerment of women, children, and persons with disabilities through mainstreaming equality concerns and implementing measures to empower and advance this target group. Other questions around the service delivery will be answered by these components of the key strategic questions to be answered: basic strategic needs approach, primary versus secondary level service delivery model, oversight versus implementation, and the implications thereafter. We need to note that the fundamental recognition of role of ministries' relationship to other government departments, Chapter 9 institutions, other organs of civil society, including private sector. This is our partnership model. The approach, it is an inclusive development and service delivery agenda. The department strategic implementation framework programs to be developed for all strategic priorities as recommended in the MTSF. This will entail the following: sequencing and phasing in of various programs, taking into account availability of resources. We are very much aware that we will be working on scarce budget. Creative ways of involving development, finance, private sector, and civil society. The priority to be given to transforming societal values and institutions in line with constitutional vision of equality, non-sexism, human rights, social justice. I'm not going to go through the objectives. I'll take you through the program. For us to be effective in the service delivery, we will focus on this program, the administration, the women development empowerment programs and gender equality, child protection and development programs, and programs for persons with disabilities, which will include all of the existing challenges, because we are sitting with challenges, and this ministry is there to address those challenges. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Priorities. Is there a possibility that they can also be outlined to the select committee to assist us on our strategic planning? My other comment is on page 7 with regard to the Chapter 9 institutions. I think we need to prioritize the Independent Electoral Commission
on regulating political parties for their candidates list. We need to insist that they need to be gender sensitive. Those are my two comments on this presentation. Honorable Nzimande.
Chairperson, obviously I might be the oldest on the screen. I speak from what I've heard and what I think. Earlier on, I heard the presenter talking about the department establishing the Skills Development Fund for Disability. I thought that mandate is a labor mandate. Perhaps she could clarify that. What do they mean? Are they going to have a parallel fund to the Skills Levy Fund that is in charge for the skills development funding in the country, or maybe something else that they are envisaging? Secondly, Chair, with regards to, there's also I had a talking particularly with women, and I'm sure it's a case with disability as well. For instance, there is an institution, I think it's a labor, it's called Sheltered Employment, I think, something of that sort. It's a Sheltered Employment Fund. It's a fiscal allocation. It used to be for the demobilized, disabled members of the Defence Force, I think. I think it's in about 35, 36 million or so, I think. It's been problems with it. It's been getting qualified audits for years. I'm just throwing it in, Chair, that it needs serious attention. There's in terms of these priorities when they talk in that area of development for persons with disabilities, as talking about empowerment, because that they need transformation. But the presidency spoke about establishing the hotline to the presidency. Is there any, because they are dealing with vulnerable groups, are they planning in-house response or capacity, to be able to assist? Because that hotline will become meaningless. There would be questions around these groups immediately. So that would be flooded. The hotline would be flooded by these questions. And I hope that the department will be in partnership with whatever is being established there in the presidency to respond to these matters. Issues of equality court that is not utilized, that it must not go away. Now, Chair, the other point that I wanted to raise, Chair, is I don't know, again, I'm just talking out of the benefit of what I've heard. There is an African decade of disabled persons. I don't know if it's part of the priorities, including the UN work on the convention in these priorities. So I'm just highlighting them to make sure, Chair, that I do make an emphasis on them because they're quite critical. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Before I must place an apology for you, Chairperson, to be late. That's because of the transport. It's raining. Chairperson, I'm just on the slide number 13. First, Chairperson, I must thank the presenter for the presentation. I'm also want to start about, I'm very glad when the gentleman talk about the justice, that they are going to be involved in the Justice Department, because Chairperson, as you know, that last time I've been talking about the dockets that get lost in most of the cases, most of the courts. So I'm very glad, Chavez, and I think the department must take care of that, because most of our people that are abused, the dockets get lost in the courts. Chavez, to come back with the slide number 13 about the child protection, Chavez, I don't know whether the department can explain full about this child protection, Chavez, because I want to know about them. What is what is their plan? For example, in the Eastern Cape, where there is that a lot of utwala, you know, it is a set of an abuse. So I want the department to know, to tell us, is there anything that is thing that they are planning to protect the children on that, because this thing is burning in the Eastern Cape. Against the personal programs of the persons with disabilities, Chairperson. I don't know whether we are backwards in the Eastern Cape. You know, the department must take note about that. You know, you'll find somebody with a person with disabilities didn't even have a wheelchair, didn't even have the grants. You know, I don't know whether I'm very glad that this department has been to look at least for this. Children and disabilities, because there are some people who still have that they are, I don't know, because they don't have even the wheelchair, even the grants. But I think even as a person, we must do this follow up and check the serious oversight about that, because there's more, especially in the Eastern Cape. So I want to do the department to tell us about those two things, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Chi. Something about the administration. I know the department got a budget to handle in the next year. What I want to know is how are you going to manage it in the different provinces, especially the budget now? Is there enough structure stabilized in the provinces to handle these budgets? And you know, if we are just looking at one thing, and that is the nutrition program in schools, I know it is in education, but in the past there was a lot of fraud taking place, and a lot of money is getting into the pockets of people who was not allowed to get that money. So how are you going to see that the money is going to the right people and the right directions in the provinces? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will first respond to the question raised by the Honourable Member on the skills development and the Sheltered Employment Fund and the transformation that needs to be taken serious, and the issue of the hotline and the African Decade as per UN Convention. Some of these questions, Honourable Members, will be answered in my last presentation on the 100 days performance. But with regard to the issue of taking very serious the issue of the defence force and the sheltered employment, we will work on that. We really appreciate your guidance. We'll take that into serious attention. With the issue of the hotline, we haven't started yet embarking on this, because it's still work in progress in the presidency. But as soon as it is completed, we will work very closely with them and address especially the issues of equality costs. The UN Convention, the office responsible on the disability program, is working on the awareness raising and the implementation of the UN Convention in all structures and in all spheres of government. They have started already moving from one department to another, moving into one district to another, at least the local government, to raise awareness on the implementation of this UN Convention.
the issue of working with the Department of Justice, Honorable Member, it will be answered in our 100 days achievement, together with more information on the issue in the Eastern Cape, Ubutwala process or problem, and the issue on the wheelchair as well. With the budget, Honorable Member, we are envisaging to elevate the capacity in the provinces and in the local government. With provinces, we are intending to pitch the structures to a level of the general manager and putting responsibilities on the head of departments, as I indicated on my first presentation, to hold them responsible. The head of the department will be the one who will be running this budget together with the focal point at the level of the general manager. And in the districts, the office of the mayor will be responsible. We envisage to teach the structure to the level of the senior manager, who will be working very closely in the implementation of the budget with the office of the mayor, and the head of the department will be responsible. So we will put right people and direct them at the right path. Can I go, Chairperson, to the last presentation, which will also answer most of the questions? It is not in the slide form. It is the document written report on the first 3 months of the Minister of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities. I'll just go straight to the children's issues, leaving out the introduction. The ministry held a children's Lekota to mark the Day of the African Child in Limpopo on June the 20th. And the outcome of this Lekota, we had children from all the provinces and some of the neighboring countries like Swaziland, DRC, and Botswana. And the participation was very, very good. The key issues raised there were access to education for all, including refugees and children with disabilities, access to health care and social services, stopping all forms of discrimination, prevention and protection against abuse, and prevention of the drug and alcohol abuse. The recommendations from these children's Lekota are being considered in the finalization of the strategic priorities of the ministry. We are developing a booklet that will be for public consumption, and we will bring some of the booklet to the committee here. And as part of the consultation, the ministry also had a consultative program with the children's rights organization, which was held in Benoni on the 9th of July. These consultations, we are working with different stakeholders and key partners to bring out issues that will inform the plan of action for the minister, as indicated before, that we cannot work on our own or alone. We need to hear issues coming from the ground so that we can plan on the implementation of that. The ministry also took action to respond to the challenge of abduction, rape and murder of children, which is prevalent particularly in the Western Cape. Our minister attended a court case just to offer support to the family, and also took it to upon herself to sit with the authorities there to challenge the policies and the way things are being done with the release of offenders. So we are working very closely with the police as well to strengthen the present legislation and to change the mindset that children need to be protected and we need to put the perpetrators behind bars. And as part of this response, the ministry has raised urgent needs for re-establishment of the specialized police unit to deal with crimes against children. The unit should be similar to the disbanded child protection unit, and it should ensure mobilization of specialized police skills to deal with crimes against children. We also commissioned a study to look into possible causes of child killings. which is now final, and it has been tabled to cabinet, and we will also disseminate the findings to the committee, and it's also for public consumption. Coming to the women's sector, we had a consultative meeting to look at strategic priorities of the ministry, which was held in Pretoria on the 30th of July, bringing together various organizations involved in gender and women rights issues. And those are the key issues that were highlighted: the development of a legislation framework for enforcing the 50-50 gender parity, the establishment of a women's empowerment fund to facilitate funding for women empowerment initiatives. There is still a concern that the existing empowerment funds are either inaccessible to ordinary women or are not structured to enable women in rural areas to break the shackles of poverty. Responding to the challenge of violence against women, so it was another issue that was highlighted, and we need to work with different key partners. With the issue of gender mainstreaming, we ensuring that all government priority programs such as job creation, poverty alleviation, and access to health and education incorporate the interests of women. We managed to have the National Women's Day, which was done successfully within the first 3 months. This was the first achievement. The ministry has ensured full involvement of women in preparations for the commemoration of the Women's Day on the 9th. And the topic and the theme as agreed upon was Together Empowering Women for Development and Gender Equality. To sustain the momentum in observing Women's Month throughout August, social partners have been encouraged to focus on various government priorities as far as they relate to women, which includes economic transformation and gender equality, job creation as part of the poverty alleviation, access to quality of health care and education, crime prevention and response, as well as rural development. We also have a communication campaign to highlight the significance and increased profile of Women's Month and Women's Day has been developed. This includes various actions to increase media focus on issues of women empowerment, development, and gender equality during the month of August. And with regard to 3.1, the Zille All-Male Cabinet, the minister had a meeting to address the issue and just to highlight the gender sensitivity processes. And they had the minister and the premier had good discussions around that. With regard to dealing with Ukutwala, the ministry has also made a significant intervention in responding to the challenge of girl children who are forced to marry older men in Lusikisiki area in the Eastern Cape under the pretext of traditional practice called Ukutwala. Through the ministry interventions, there has been a commitment from traditional leaders in the area, including the Pondo King, to denounce the incident. The Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs participated in this engagement, and the request of the Minister of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities. The Minister of Police was also brought on board and has committed that police will act swiftly to arrest the perpetrators. The OR Tambo municipality, on the other hand, has spent more than 2 million in various interventions regarding this matter, including securing accommodation for affected children. The social work services have also been sourced from the Department of Social Development to assist the affected girls. And I will ask my colleague who's running with that process to give us the updated information. Coming with the issue on persons with disabilities. One of the key issues for the ministry in this area is improving access to public facilities for people with disabilities. The ministry used the opportunity of the FIFA Confederation Cup to highlight the need for disability consideration in all planning and construction of the public buildings. The new stadium construction is a good example to highlight the need to achieve full access to public spaces to people with disabilities. The opportunity available for people who require wheelchairs for mobility to access these gates was also highlighted as the ministry's contribution to improving attendance of the Confederation Games. A meeting has been held with the National Disability Council, and broader stakeholder consultative meeting is also being planned. The task that has been identified for this financial year is the finalization of the draft national disability policy and development of its implementation plan. The focus is going to be on the attainment of the targets already available, including an employment equity target of 2% and 4% for skills development. The challenge is to move both the public and private sectors with the necessary speed meeting these challenges. And I will ask my colleague to give us the updated information on the issue on Ukutwala. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, when also when the minister visited the Lusikisiki, there was a call upon the House of Traditional Leaders, who then also tried to clarify the issue that Ukutwala, the way it is done, is not a traditional or cultural practice. It is not done correctly because there's no way that of forcing 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds to marry older male. So traditional leaders themselves were also part and parcel of the discussion, and telling other chiefs in the community that they should be the guardians, the custodians of the traditions that they're supposed to be looking after. So they need to guard against this practice. And also, as of next week on Friday, the minister will be revisiting Eastern Cape again, but going to a different area, which is the area of Mkanduli, in a village called Kwachomane, in the Eastern Cape, with this regard to do an imbizo, which would be partly educational as well. And in that, there will be a courtesy visit in the king of the courses to really talk to him and engage with him as well with regard to the issues of Ukutwala.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I've got to apologize for coming late, and we were locked up in the traffic, as you know. And secondly, I've never had the opportunity to go through this document. My input will be really minimal. I was the whole weekend in Limpopo. I only arrived Wednesday in my office, and therefore, really, one has got no time to keep attention to these burning issues. However, Chair, I would like to commend by saying these are national problems. These are international problems, but when it comes to Africa, they become more intense. I would advise the department, the new department, that whatever is happening with us, within our society, how people treat one another, how children get abducted to marry, all these things revolve around the question of poverty. And if we can focus, especially with the new approach that we have now in the new Zuma administration, if we can focus on eradicating the issue of poverty most prevalent with women, I think we'll be doing something in the right direction. In when this thing unfolds, when the issue of poverty is being eradicated, many other things will be addressed within that process. I understand the efforts that the department is trying to do. I understand the limitation on issues of budget, but I am saying all these things must be an effort that are integrated with other departments, which if that department is concerned with this, then that one is concerned with that, and that will bring all these actions together. combine them and, you know, eventually reach a common goal, it will be something that can really take us somewhere where we tomorrow say we have been successful in there, we have been successful. When we were in Limpopo this weekend, we found, showing some projects, which really, when you look at them, if those projects can succeed and if they can be expanded in the whole country, it would take us to a point where tomorrow we'd say we have eradicated poverty to a certain percentage, which would be sort of acceptable. So what I'm saying, Chair, is that the department must be encouraged to work together with other departments, as the presenters have been pointing out that in the Sikisiki they had various departments. That must be encouraged and it must be really carried forward so that together we can do more. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I just have one question, and that is when the department set up a budget, they must have an indication how many people are in need. And I want to know if you can give us this. Maybe it's very difficult now at this stage, but can you indicate how many children and persons with disabilities are there at this stage in South Africa? Yeah, but how are you setting up a budget if you do not know how many people are in need? So you must have an indication how many people are in need in South Africa.
Every budget is prepared on estimations. There's no accurate number that we budget for 40 million previously disadvantaged people who will benefit for a certain program. So each and every budget is based on assumptions. Mr. Zeman.
Right, yeah. There are samples of estimates of numbers, Chair. With disability working with 10% generally, WHO says at least every population would be at least no less 10%. And of course, there are those.
An assumption as well.
So, yeah, so what I'm saying, Chair, it's estimates. At least, you would know that 51-52% of South Africa are women. You know, there is some framework to work from, you know. But be that as it may, Chair, I would just want to...
Before you come to your point, I want us to agree that statistics are never accurate.
Yes, no way.
As long as we agree on that one, it's fine.
But they are good indicators of at least the bottom line. Benchmarking is always always make people correct. No, thanks, Chair. But anyway, thanks, Chair. It does overall the indication that we are getting is that there is real serious and committed thought process and plan process that is going on, creation of strategies. We already seeing that there is indeed a fresh look into some of the issues. That these are long-standing issues, but that there is at least some rigor now, and at least hope there's energy. I hope there's energy to tackle these matters because they are quite complex and massive, Chair. Now, coming to the points, Chair, I'm just raising it to make sure that we would have made a point, and they would know that we will ask questions. With these general events that the department has undertaken in the 100 days. For instance, Chair, I know there's been concerns with disabled women on participation on the Women's Day. I hope the department will take note of that, that in future there is at least fair participation of the subsectors, of all these groups. even in the disability sector, don't bring men alone, eh? And you say you've brought disabled people, because that's been the case as well in the past. So I'm saying there is sub-sectors on all of these sectors that we're dealing with. So representation is quite important for disabled, I mean for children. There is sub-sectors, rural children, you know, children that are living in shacks. We had a presentation of young people there in Kimberley last week, and we raised the same point. It's children that have an advantage because they're at school, they could do a glossy presentation about what they want and all this, but there are those that are having to sniff clues and live on the streets. Their view, their voice is not in. So what I'm saying is we really have to get it right, this one, ethically, that sub-sectors are always provided for within the main grouping, because, see, vulnerable groups, they will scramble and stamp on top of each other to get, the Bible story of the man with the layman. He waited 38 years because other disabled persons were jumping before him into the pool when the pool of Siloama was being moved. So it took 38 years to find chance. So I hope we take care of that when we deal with these groupings. I was just sitting here and thinking now, where do we start in terms of the oversight? Because, for instance, in our program, we will have to have an oversight program. So that leads me to make a comment around the point that I hope in the programs that you would have you'd have something called projects or something, because in some of these things with these groups, they cannot just be a program. It's not a flat programs that you have created. You have five programs. You know, there is specific interventions from time to time that are required, you know, which might not be part of what your programs try to do, and you might be implementing four or five programs according to the MTF now. But you then have to make an inquiry. Let's take, for instance, disabled children that are not at school. You might find that they require a specific project, special project of intervention. So the department must keep and create that capacity of having that. But when I was asking about the hotline, I was asking to myself, for instance, that will the department have? They will have a research. They will have a research unit and have an administration unit, and maybe some finance unit and this and that. But I do think, I hope there will be a legal services, because some of these matters here, we're working with the Chapter 9 institution. They would need to have some legal services. It may not be, but for the department to be able to respond and guide and give technical assistance to the department or to the victim as such, or you know, even or providing legal opinions. I hope that is built in as a mechanism, because some of these matters for this groupings that we're dealing with requires that you do have a capacity around legal services, legal services, not necessarily providing the service for the outside, but for the department itself to be able to respond. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me again thank the lady for this document. It's very clear. Chairperson, it's not a question of I'm going to not to ask any question, but it's just a comment, Chairperson, to the department, that when they are talking about the rural areas, I think the department must take note of the rural areas. There are rural areas that are along the tar, and you call that the rural areas. There are those deep down areas of the rural areas. So I think the department must take note of that, because when we are doing our campaigns, we don't let those people we just go to those people and campaign to them. But when it comes to the delivery, we don't go to those areas. So I think the department must take note of those, to go to those areas to give them all of these necessary things. Like if maybe sometimes you think about these Women's Day, you take those occasions to those areas that are deep down in the rural areas. Again, Chairperson, I think I'm very glad about this cabinet of Zil, the male cabinet, when the minister said they've got a good talks with this. I think, Chairperson, when we are fighting for the women, we are not fighting for the black women, we are not discriminating any, we are just fighting for the women issues. And so I'm very glad that this thing must be taken up, and this thing must be seen seriously, because if you cabinet and then you beka amadoda order, this is not right, Chairperson. I think that thing, if it can be corrected, that thing must be corrected. Thank you, Chairperson.
Hence, earlier on, I said our priority should be the IEC on the Section 9 committees. Dr. Mohoro?
Thank you, Chair. First of all, before I say anything, I would like to be excused because I've got to attend another committee, Ethics and Members' Interest. Chair, I am aware of the fact that the children's issue has been taken out of this department. Or the youth. Oh, not the children. All right, sorry. You see, that's another misunderstanding. However, Chair, I would say this is a new department. It has not yet really, been grounded to have the necessary information, to have the necessary experience of running a particular department of a specific purpose. Now, what I'm trying to say is that it simply means that research is going to be done. And this research must not only be done within our borders, but it must also extend to other countries where they also have a similar problem. I'm saying this, Chair, that because some time back I was watching TV and I was listening to a Minister of Social Development in Botswana, but she was being interviewed here in South Africa, and the interviewer wanted to know as to how are they addressing the issue of children and children that have lost their mothers. As you know that Botswana was at one time nearly erased as a result of HIV. And then this lady was actually rattling their approach to this problem. One thing that I have noted there was they take these children, they locate them within members of the same family, that this family, this member of the family take care of these children by means of creating a family base. So these children grow up within a family and they have people who guide them. But the government then comes with grants that support the children in terms of food, in terms of clothing, as well as education. As we know that in Botswana, education is free. They go to school free of charge, and they are located with these members of the family, and they get more or less the same guidance as they would have got from their parents, because this is the same member of the family, and they know the background of that particular family. So what I'm saying, Chair, is this, that our department must also try and, expand this research and get what are the approaches of other countries in the same issue, and also see what has the success been. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Mokoro. Mr. Demande, yes, you are excused. And anyway, this is the last presentation. Yes, you are excused. Thank you for attending. Honorable Nzimande, there's energy. I can feel it. This new department, I think officials are ready to take the challenge. Maybe let me take this opportunity of congratulating the department on your successful 100 days program. There's still more to be done, but at least at the end of the tunnel, we can see the light. We trust that working together, we can do more. Also, I want to request that where possible, the ministry should involve the select committee on their programs, because if listening to your presentation, you've done many things without involving us, so we feel a bit left out. I also want to stress upon the request that was made earlier on, that I think there's a high need that you should conduct a research, or if a research has been conducted before, just update your information with regard to statistics and also maybe the profile on people with disabilities. The issue of oversight, it came out quite strongly. Our proposed date for oversight is 14 to 18 September. I think members, we need to take a decision today as to where we're going for oversight. On that note, I'll then hand over back to the department so that they can respond.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. And honourable members, on the issue of that was raised by the honourable member who has just left now on the source of the most of the issues as poverty, the minister is part of the interministerial committee that is chaired by the deputy president, that is solely looking at the anti-poverty strategy, lots of to really deal with a lot of the sources of these issues in the country. So there will be that operative working arrangement with other ministers in other departments. And I think that some of the issues were more comment. I think we note them as comment, and we will really engage with them and take them forward. And I'll let my also colleague to answer them.
Thank you, Chairperson. What we've noted here, Chairperson, were comments and advice, and we're taking note of that. We still have got a lot to do. We're working on processes. We're still new. We're still learning. We also need your support, and it also needed a noted, Chairperson, that we're going to involve this committee in our running of the programs and sharing of information. We will also go back home and strengthen our conducting the research, and especially the issues on the best practice. It's important that we learn what other countries are doing on this program so that we can do better. We noted all of the comments, and we're going to work on them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Is there any other issue that members would want to raise? None. Okay. I want to take this opportunity once more to thank the department for their presentation, and hoping that we're going to have a good working relationship throughout the term, and that we're not seeing you for the last time. I hope that you are not grilled. Were you happy, comfortable the way questions were asked? That brings us to the end of the meeting. The next date of the meeting will be communicated since this new schedule. Oh, oversight. Sorry, my apologies. Can you want to propose?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think those dates are fine, Chairperson, because as you know, in the Committee of Land and Environmental, we're supposed to go on the 31st, as we agreed in the committee, that from the 1st to, from the 31st up to the 4th, as we agreed, yeah. But that, but that thing has been declined at the Chief Whip's end, because there is a chairperson's meeting on next week, on that week, you know. There's something on that week. I don't know what is that. But they said that you must take the week of that 14th to the 18th. So I'm just proposing, Chairperson, just because when I see the members, we are sharing the same members as the land and environmental and women, who must do jointly. That I propose that. So I'm seconding that.
Seconding the date and which provinces?
Chairperson, we are going to the Eastern Cape. So we'll include the places of those, we're going to include those places that we indicated to. We're going to the Eastern Cape, and then I think the secretaries and us as the chairperson, we must sit together and restructure our places just to touch those places that have been issues with women and children.
Can we have our planning meeting on Tuesday after your select committee?
No.
Okay. Mavan Zeman?
Yeah. Okay. I might have missed the meeting, but I just need to confirm, Chair, that the program is indeed adopted, that there was a meeting that was adopting a program. I can't remember the last time. And if that's the case, what I remember the conclusion of the meeting was that there were additions that were called, and there was a Wednesday or a Thursday by which the consolidation would have taken place and the distribution taking place. So I'm just verifying that if that is done, and that the program was indeed adopted, and therefore it's distributed to the members.
Honorable Nzima, you arrived late. On my opening remarks, I dealt with it that members were given an opportunity to give comments on the program, but to date we haven't received anything. Unless if there's something that you want us to amend or include as part of the program. Saying okay, no, just for record, also just to indicate that the members haven't sent anything, so we'll continue with this program as planned. Okay, then that brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you very much for attending.